Did you ever expect through your spin life that you'd fall in love?
Absolutely not. No. Hell no.
The story that you tell about you kind of meeting Sonia and that process happening, I loved it because I was like, it's so what anybody in that situation would do.
Yeah.
But outside of it, like in terms of, I'm going to let you tell it, but kind of how was it when you met Sonia and the kind of preceding months afterwards?
It was crazy, like, yeah. Honestly crazy. And so I finished working at Cycle, and I was approached by the owners of 110, who wanted to bring me on as AGM.
Okay.
And so my best friend Elise was also working there at the time, and there was kind of a few of us that had gone over from Cycle to this studio. And I remember being a little bit hesitant because it was a bit further into London, which meant it was a little bit further from Essex, you know. But I was like, you know, this is a really great opportunity. I'm going to do this. Cool. So I get there first day. I start meeting everyone, all of the team and everything. And I'm trying to be very, you know, professional. And again, like, you know, establish my place in this company. And I'd done a little bit of background research on everybody. Yeah, obviously. Like, found some faces on Instagram, like sort of checking out people. Cool. Everyone seemed nice. And then on the second day, I was coming into the studio, and just as I was coming in, Sonia was leaving, and my colleague Vicky grabbed me and she was like, Hannah, you've not met Sonia yet. Sonia, this is Hannah. Hannah, this is Sonia. So I, being a typical idiot, went in for a handshake, and then Sonia goes in for a hug because, you know, so being good. Her Spanish self, she went straight in for a hug. So we do this kind of weird handshake into a hug, weird bro thing. It was kind of weird. I was like, I just sort of try and make some conversation, and I was just like, oh, I like your tattoo. She's got a feather on her forearm. And I was like, I've got two birds tattooed on my wrist. And she was like, oh, cool, I've got a dove on my back. And I'm like, great, I've got a bird cage on my neck. And then I'm like, we're bird friends. You know, like, I was just acting like such an idiot. Like, what the hell? And so, like, Vicky's like, oh, Hannah, you are going to love Sonia. The irony.
Yeah, the irony, right?
She's like, she does magic. And so Sonia grabs a coin quickly and does some of her, like, sleight of hand. And so she makes the coin disappear and everything. And if anyone has ever seen Sonia do magic, like, she is so charming and super a little charming. Bit cocky, which I love. And so, like, all of a sudden, this, like, fire, she's just done this, like, magic, and then she winks at me and leaves. And honest to God, it was like, you know when you see it on movies when, like, they play back the rest of the movie in, like, fast time? It was, like, 28 years, like, and then, like, zoomed in to her wink, and I was just like, shit. Like, shit. I honestly, from that moment, was like, okay, like, what the hell just happened? Yeah. It was insane. And I remember I was trying to be really subtle. I was like, Vicky, can you just explain to me, you know, who is straight and who is gay here? Just so I don't make any, you know, stupid remarks or whatever. And she's like, oh, yeah, everyone is straight except so-and-so. Oh, and Sonia. And I was like, oh, cool. But I'm like, in my head, I'm like, Hannah, like, sort yourself out. Like, what the fuck? And anyway, I was working with Sonia the next morning. We were opening together. So it's like my second day, my third day.
Yeah.
We opened together. And I'm like trying to uphold this kind of, because I was Sonia's manager.
Right. Okay,
so I'm trying to uphold this like sense of like, you know, authoritarian kind of thing. And I'm like, so can you show me, you know, how we do the daily checklist? Like, super serious. Yeah. And she looks terrified. She's like, okay, we go downstairs and we do the shoes and stuff. And I'm like, yep, show me how to do the shoes. Like, I don't know what I was trying to do. Like,
you're not gonna make me fall in love with you.
Yeah,
and not
like, I was just trying to claw it back, you know. And then we just, you know, we was on shift together and we started having like a chat and we was just having banter and stuff. And like instantly we got on, you know, like. And I kind of, I don't know, like, there was a lot of, like, me kind of picking on her and stuff, which was that typical, like, schoolboy kind of, like, approach. If I annoy them enough, they'll like me. But I don't think I was even trying to entertain that idea, you know. It was just like, she's cool. Maybe we're just going to be really good friends and stuff. And so, it was, like, my first week. I had to do some classes. So, obviously, I went to her class a few times. Obviously, you know.
Yeah. Couldn't avoid it.
Let me see her sweat.
I I mean, obviously, like, obviously did a couple of her classes, whatever.
I literally just rode her class all week.
That's so good.
Like, oh, I'm going to do your class again. And yeah, I was just in absolute awe. I was like, oh my God, like, she just had this energy that I'd never seen before in another girl.
Sure.
And I found her so interesting and so engaging. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there was a little bit of like back and forth on Instagram, you know, the odd comment or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I remember one night I was just like, okay, what if I just message her? That's not weird, right? Like, yeah. Manager, messaging, coworker, at 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. It's not weird. So I messaged her and was just like, hey, like, how you doing? And I knew before I sent that message, I was like, Hannah, if you send this and if she replies, you're playing with fire.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be aware of what the consequences could be.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent it.
Yeah.
And there was just something that compelled me to send it, you know, and she replied. And so we started talking backwards and forwards about, you know, just random things. And that kind of went on for about a week or so. And we're working together. And I knew it kind of started to get a bit strange when we would be messaging each other at work whilst we were both at work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because obviously I would be off doing my admin and stuff and she'd be doing things around the studio. And when I started to hide the fact that I was messaging somebody.
Mm.
And at this point, obviously, there was absolutely no real flirting or anything like that because I was engaged, you know? And I was upholding this facade that I am straight.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know my true feelings. So there was nothing kind of suggestive in any of it. And then one day she kind of was like, oh, like, why don't you come to Brixton? Because I'd never been.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 hours away from Essex. So I was like, okay, fine. Like, I'm just going to go have some lunch. It'll be fine. Obviously, wanted to hang out with her.
Yeah, yeah.
So we go to Brixton and I remember I was like so nervous and I was like, is this a date? Like, I don't understand. Like, why would she ask me? And then we went to a bar and it was about 2 p.m. in the afternoon and she's like, let's go get a drink. And I'm like, God, yes. So we go and we have some martini and I go in the toilet and I'm like, you need to tell her like that you like her because you're either going to do something out of impulse, which is going to backfire massively, or she's going to maybe ask or get, I just didn't know.
Sure.
So I come out of the toilet and I'm like, Sonia? And she's like, oh, I've got to go. I need to go to work. And I'm like, damn it! So I'm like, do you know what? Like, I'm in that frame of mind now. I just need to say it. So we're walking to the station and me being in, like, I'm so nervous. I'm like, so actually, one thing that I kind of wanted to talk to you about was obviously, I know that you don't really speak about, you know, your sexuality and stuff. And like, I've seen her look at me and I'm like, I want you to know if it makes you feel more comfortable about talking about it in front of me that I'm bisexual.
Right.
She's like, oh, cool. Crickets.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, cool. So just if you, you know, ever wanted to talk about that, like you can. She's like, oh, okay. So we're now going down the escalator onto the Victoria line. And she's like, why? Have you been with a girl? Because I thought you was engaged. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm engaged. No, I've not been with a girl before. And she's looking at me like, so how do you know? And I'm like, well, to be honest, there's never really been anyone who's made me want to act on it.
Sure.
Until now.
Right.
And again, she's looking at me like, huh.
And
nothing. I'm like, sweet baby Jesus, this girl. Like, and so now we're on the tube, on the Victoria line, and like, I'm sweating. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, until now, basically, since I've kind of met you.
Oh.
And she's just like, oh. And you could see like the cogs are turning.
Yeah, sure.
And the whole time there is this guy opposite us, right, who must have just been cracking up because you know when you see a couple on a first date you know it's a first date and so you watch it and you're like, oh, it's their first date. He's effectively watching me confess my love to this girl, right, and just seeing the shock on her face, right? So she's like, oh my god, like, okay, so she go figure that out.
Yeah.
And a few other details had kind of crept into that conversation. And when we said bye, you know, I was very much on the thing of, I need to take a step back.
Yeah.
I need to now act professional because I'm new to this job. You know, I'm your boss. You've got some things that you need to sort out because Sonia was in a relationship.
Right.
So I'm just going to pull back. And she hugged me and she was like, please don't. Please don't. And I was kind of like, we're in very strange situations right now, you know. So my mindset was, you just have a few days apart. You're going to approach it again now. You've got it off your chest.
Yeah.
You move forward. I was about a month away from signing on a mortgage.
Ah.
And so in my head, I was like, I just need to focus back on that, you know, and on that thing. But the next day we worked and she messaged me and was like, do you want to go for a drink after work? And we did. And we did every single day for that week, meet up. And we would do such stupid things because nobody at work knew.
Right.
So she would leave and then about 15 minutes later, I would leave and she'd be like, I'm in Selfridges at the NARS counter. And I'd be like, cool, I'm coming to meet you. And like, we'd go for a drink or some food or whatever and like talk and chat. And, you know, it was, I think it was, the wheels had already been set in motion.
Sure.
There was no going back. And I think that me telling her kind of maybe made her entertain an idea that had never, she had never even thought of. There was no denying that we got on.
Yeah.
I think it was just she had never considered that that was ever a possibility until then. And we just got on so, so well. There was such a connection there. And obviously, at the same time, I'm living in Essex with my fiancé.
Yeah.
So it became very, very difficult. Because at the on the one hand, you know, I was very much in love with my fiancé and did not want to hurt him at all.
Yeah.
On the other side, there was something about being with Sonia that I knew was good for me. And I just knew that that was it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was happy in my relationship, but I think in the back of my head, I always knew it wasn't going to work long term.
Sure.
Because there was something in me that was like, this isn't right, you know? And with her, there was just this like force that I was like, I don't know what it is, but I just want to know everything about you, you know? And so, yeah, I had to tell my partner what had happened basically. And it was actually all the way up until I was going to New York, which was a trip that I'd had planned months before. And, you know, the universe has a funny way of making sure that things happen when they're meant to happen, right? And I think a five-day break in New York with some friends was came at a good time. You know, it gave me some time to leave both sides and sort of process what was going on. Sonia and I kissed the day before I went to New York. And that was kind of like, I guess, a litmus test, you know, to be like, is this a real thing that's happening? Because she was right. I'd never been with a girl.
Yeah.
And ultimately, like, I could have got up to that point and then been like, oh, no.
I just really like you as a friend. Yeah,
this shit, no. Okay, this is just like a girl crush thing. Yeah. Sorry. And it wasn't. And so I went to New York and had some time away with my friend Joe. Lots of time to think. And I just felt, like, excited to get back to her.
Right.
And one night in New York, I was on my own because, like, my friends had gone off to do another Soul Cycle class. And I'd had this day and I went to a dance class. I went and got my nose pierced. I was just having, like, a liberation. And I wound up in Times Square. And I literally sat in Times Square and I was just like, fuck me, Hannah. Like, you did this. You went to Times Square. You went to, like, New York on your own, you know? And it was like, I just had a little, like, moment of feeling like myself, and then I felt my phone ringing and I knew who I wanted it to be, and it was Sonia. And I remember, like, picking up the phone and she was just like, hey, like, what's going on? I'm like, I'm in Times Square. And she's like, what? Like, it was just, oh, it was so, so good. And that was it, when I was like, this is it, I need to do this. So I came home, my partner and I, we broke up that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, about 3 weeks later, we'd moved in with each other.